Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Federal Department of Justice has a new way of tracking deaths in jails and prisons. The jury's still out on this system, which was launched last year. But WBUR's investigative team finds it's done little so far to unlock the secrecy around dying behind bars in Massachusetts. Here's WBUR's Beth Healy.
Robert Myers died last year after falling from a top bunk at the Nashua Street Jail in Boston. He was 59 and struggling with homelessness. Surgery couldn't fix the damage to his shattered spine, and he died in May. A state report to the federal government lists Myers' name, checks a few boxes, and says, quote, investigation pending. WBUR learned what happened to Myers only because it was able to view a portion of state records that had been redacted. Meanwhile, the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department, which runs the jail where Myers fell, told WBUR it had no records of deaths around that time last year. Jesse Rossman is a lawyer with ACLU Massachusetts.
Clear data reporting about the health, safety, and welfare of individuals in the state's custody is absolutely critical to the public understanding what's happening in our jails and prisons.
Nationally, Congress has been after the DOJ for years to deliver more complete records on deaths in custody. But reporting only fell further behind under the Trump administration.
Without the data, you don't have a clue as to what's going on or even if there's a problem.
That's Congressman Bobby Scott, a Virginia Democrat. He and others are frustrated because they say the law is not being enforced. And now the new system for gathering data may have unintended consequences. It actually allows for less accountability from sheriffs in some cases, like when prisoners die at a hospital, as Robert Myers did. Instead of a sheriff reporting a death to the DOJ, it's the hospital reporting to the state medical examiner. That can leave big holes in the information being gathered and shared. Congressman Scott says he hopes that under the Biden administration, there will be greater accountability across the country when people die in custody. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.